Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Thursday, June the 4th, 2020, 15 minutes past the hour, and I'm so glad we're finally joined by our guest here for about the first 15 minutes. He's a legendary representative from the great state of New York, left that position in 2017. So glad to have him on to discuss everything going on in the world right now, and there is a whole lot and a whole lot centered around New York. We have, of course, protests going on with the George Floyd case. George Floyd killed, 46 years old, on May 25th. Officers last night, three officers charged who were not charged prior to yesterday, and Derek Chauvin, age 44, his homicide charge has been upgraded at this point, and also COVID-19 going on. What a pleasure it is to welcome to these microphones Representative Charles Rangel. Representative Rangel, how are you?
Good morning. I hope you make it abundantly clear that it's former Representative Charles Rangel.
Yes,
I served for 46 years, and I'm retired now. But to get to your point, and time is short, we all are living through a painful historic moment in our great nation's history. And I had really thought it couldn't get worse than the spread of the virus, since so many people were helpless and so many more people were vulnerable. And I was working with one of my national universities to see how close inequities and deaths the victims of diseases was, because there is no question that poverty, housing policy, and the fact that communities where minorities are forced to live together are more vulnerable. And I made it clear to the university president that I wasn't really talking about this from a point of being black, but I was talking about it in terms of a nation that had guidelines for justice and equity, as well as national security issue, that when our country is being challenged and its economy is being challenged, you need everybody in this country not only feeling a feeling of fairness and equality, but to bring out all the talents that you have in order to more effectively compete. And then on top of that, while we're trying to see, once we overcome the virus threat, and we will, we're trying to see how we can build a better America, then comes the murder of another black person who was helpless, and it just follows a systemic practice that I guess right now is historic, because the community, white and black, young and old, has said enough is enough.
Representative Rangel, you've seen a lot in your nearly 90 years of life at this point. COVID-19, how do you describe what has happened and what's going on in your state of New York?
It's beyond description. I am amazed that, unlike the past, that our Center for Disease Control appeared so far behind the ball, and that we were not nearly prepared, and that even as you and I talked, this morning. It doesn't appear to be a national program. The states have followed their own guidelines. And, you know, it was just amazing how the president said he was going to bring in the National Guard to take care of internal criminal problems. But we never heard him talk about national guidelines for the nation to recover from this epidemic. So I guess it's safe to say that we have to learn from this horrible experience that we're going through. And this too shall pass.
Representative Rangel, yesterday was a big day in the George Floyd case. The charges have been upgraded against Derek Chauvin, 44, the officer who we see in that horrible video with his knee on the back of the neck of George Floyd, and also the three other officers who were on the scene have now all been charged. But even with that, I believe it was a member of George Floyd's family or some representation yesterday said, it's fine that they're all charged, but it's very hard to convict criminals in, or police officers in this country. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I don't think anybody disagree. I'm a former federal prosecutor, and the relationship between the police department and the prosecuting office, it's a partnership. They work together. They know each other. And not only that, but we're trained from kids to believe that in New York and throughout the nation, our policemen are on the front line putting their own lives and safety at risk in order to protect America. And it's a part of our growing up and belief, the same way most all Americans, when they hear the Star Spangled Banner, automatically they respond by standing out of respect for what they believe. And unfortunately, our history does not allow us to really understand the depth of racism that existed from slavery, and the fact that our history has done very little, including our churches, to have people to understand that a lot of Americans are not able to enjoy all of the benefits of this great nation, even though at the time that we're attacked, we are among the first to make certain that we make the sacrifice to defend our fellow people. And so the blue wall of silence that exists where police officers have some type of belief that they have a higher responsibility to not come up truthfully about incidences permeates into juries who just don't want to believe that these type of injustices occur. So it is difficult, especially when you don't have the national leadership to explain that this is not for black folks, these charges. This is for developing a nation of law and not just what people want to feel and do, and that there is a national responsibility for us to pull together and to work together and improve the injustices that we have in this country. And I might want to say on a positive note that in looking at the young people who have not been contaminated with racial prejudice come out and say, not in my country, you don't. I am hopeful that notwithstanding the pain and suffering of what is going on under the cloak of resentment by by these young people that when the dust settles, that we will have rules and regulations and a general atmosphere of mutual respect for all Americans. And let me make it abundantly clear. This is not just a question of social justice. It really is a question as well of national security.
Representative Rangel, in our last 5 minutes here, since we spoke last, you are a former Democratic representative. We now know that your party in the presidential election this year will be headed by Joe Biden, former vice president, against current president Donald Trump. Both have given statements on this. Both are out there campaigning the best you can during this COVID thing. We're closer than people imagine. We're 5 months away now from the election. Who's going to win in the fall? A lot could happen between now and then, but what do you think?
Well, I held myself out to be some kind of a political expert in 2016, and I failed to accept the fact that it wasn't a bad dream, that it was a nightmare, that Donald Trump, who we know better than most people from New York, was elected to president. And I like most Americans, love this country so much that even when the world appears to make judgments that we're not all that we say we are, how, no matter how unjust some aspects of our lives are, the fact that we take on anybody and attacks our country, and to do it not just because we have the ego that America first, but we do it because we truly believe that, as bad as our history has been, that we are the land of opportunity, and the embassies all over the world, people are trying to get visas to come to America. But now it's so embarrassing to talk with foreigners, and it's so difficult to make apologies for this president, and it's so sad because we normally have had over the hundreds of years a screening process where at least the presidents that we've elected have mentally been well. And I think that Mr. Trump has very serious problems, which I can feel for his family, but more importantly, I have concerns about our great country. And there's once again optimism that this too shall pass, and we got to have a hell of a job with our deficit and our infrastructure and our social justice standards being met and built upon, so that once again we could be that shining country on top of an international hill to inspire us as a people, but also that we can show by our example our dictators from all over the world and our democracy. Yes?
Representative, just if the election were held today, would it be President Trump or Vice President Biden?
I think from all of the polls that it's all over for President Trump. And the good thing about his election, at least, is that after President Obama, it was a general feeling that we have put an end to racism. But we can see that there's been a whistle call out there by Trump. And there are people there that believe in white preferences, and that, in my opinion, it would be a historically sad day if Trump was reelected. But quite frankly, I don't see how. I really think Vice President Biden will be able to pick up the pieces and rebuild our great country.
Representative Rangel, before I let you go, we'd be remiss if we did not mention this. In 7 short days, you will turn 90 years old, the big 9-0. When you think back over your 90 years and look back in 7 days, years from now, when people look back at your career, how do you hope they remember you, look back on you, and your time in this country?
Well, I try hard to think about how I want to be remembered when I'm gone. And I thank God every day that that I've been able to survive for these many, many years. But it's not so much what's on the tombstone or what history says. The example would be how a guy from the poorest part of the community could survive a war, which he was shot, left for dead, and pick up the pieces and go back to high school and college and law school and be appointed as a United States Assistant United States Attorney, Counsel to President Johnson, Assemblyman for the district and in the Congress for 46 years, and during the bomber years, I was able, as Chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, to promote and get signed into law more legislation than anyone else. These are feelings of personal accomplishments that I couldn't have done it unless I had a wife and a family and a community that was supportive. And I've said with every speech, if Charlie Rangel could do it, he should give hope to every American that it can be done.
Former Representative Charles Rangel, so glad you could join us this morning, and on behalf of a whole lot of people around this country, happy 90th birthday. Thank you so much, Representative Rangel.
Thank you, and thanks for your patience.
Legendary Representative Charles Rangel. And again, it's one of those situations where no matter how you feel, I hope, and this is kind of the thing, I hope that this George Floyd situation and everything going on in the country is teaching us, is that we've got to listen to each other. We don't have to agree. We all don't have to agree on everything. That's not always the point. But we need to talk to each other, not past each other. And that is the lesson I hope we're learning, and I hope we learn that with people like Sam Donaldson and Representative Charles Rangel, and people of that nature. They've lived long lives, they've been through it, and you don't have to agree with what they say, but I hope you understand where they're coming from, and maybe you have a different opinion, but somewhere in the middle we can all come together. All right. It is 33 minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio. I've told my little stories from earlier on now. So where do we go from here? Oh, the fishing trip. Now, here's the thing. This is very interesting. In hour number one, I was talking about drive-ins and fishing trips this weekend. And oddly enough, I'll say this on the air. I normally would not say this on the air, but I'll say this on the air now. Why not? I told you that I had not chosen the person who I'm going to go on these particular outings with this weekend. Now, here's why I haven't chosen them. I hate to bother people. I think it's like calling people on the telephone. I really do hate to ask people to do things because I feel like, well, they're busy or they're doing something else. You know, I don't need to bother them. So what I normally do is, because I figure, see, this is how you work it out in your own brain. I figure that if somebody says to me, if I'm talking about a fishing trip or a drive-in trip or something like that, if they like that idea, they will say to me, that sounds like a lot of fun. I'd like to go on that. And then, see, then you come in, and you know they have no plans, and you know they want to go. So then you say, do you want to go? And that's how it all works out. So that's what I was waiting for, talking about this fishing trip and talking about this drive-in trip. You just wait for somebody to say they want to go. And then you sign them up, and you have a good time. Now, so I was waiting, because I really haven't had much of a chance to talk about this. I think just a little bit yesterday, but much more in depth in the last hour. So I was waiting for somebody to say, hey, that's something I'd like to do, because that's how you choose the people. And in this particular case, now I know who that's going to be. Now, I'm not going to tell you who it is right now, because this will give you a reason to tune in tomorrow. Because tomorrow, at this particular point, I really don't know that I have a guest, and I will be doing the on-the-air program tomorrow from 10 to 12, and then the Exchange Club with our new panelist. So tomorrow, I will fill you in on who will be going on the fishing trip, and possibly to the drive-in. See, I don't know if it's going to be both or one or the other. You know, I feel like I should do the fishing thing because I've said I'm going to do it for the last 2 weeks, and I have not done it. But knowing that there's a drive-in in Kenton now, and knowing that there's a drive-in in Mansfield, if I stay in Marion at the Tallgrass Trail, I can always go to the drive-in in Mansfield, or if I go to the Indian Lake for fishing, I can always go to Kenton on the way back for the drive-in. So, I'll tell you what. Today, I'm going to mesh this out with the person who I'm going to go with, and then tomorrow I will have all kinds of information, because obviously in the next 20 minutes, the remainder of this program, I'm not going to have that information in the palm of my hand, but I certainly will have that information in the palm of my hand tomorrow. So for the big outings this weekend, which apparently the weather's supposed to be great for the outings in regard to fishing and in regard to the drive-in, get ready, because this weekend, I will tell you all about it tomorrow. Now, here's another thing. I got into this a little earlier this week. Now, here is a serendipitous thing. Let me tell you what I was talking. This all started last Friday on the air, when I was talking about how anti-marriage I am and so on and so forth. That's been going on for a while. But recently, I'd been talking about proposals. And I said, you know, I think it's time I propose. Now, in my own mind, proposal does not mean marriage. Proposal means engagement. An engagement doesn't always lead to marriage. Now, that's how I see it. Just in my own little mind, that's how I see it. So, I think at this point that I should not never propose to somebody, because I've never really done it. Now, I don't think the getting down on the one knee or the ring or any of that, I'm not necessarily into that at this particular point, but I do think it would be interesting to propose to somebody. Now, a lot of people think this is a bad idea. Now, I don't think it's a bad idea, because it's not like I'm going to choose a stranger and propose to a stranger off the street. It's, you know, going to be somebody who obviously I like. Why else would I propose to him? So there's that. And then there's doing it on the radio, which I think in the 80 years of broadcast here in Marion, I don't think it's ever been done on the radio. So there's that. So it's really the first proposal I've ever done or thought about and chosen the person. And it's also the fact of doing it on the air. Now, should it lead to a marriage? Well, hey, maybe. I don't know. I'm not saying it's not fake, so I'm not saying it couldn't lead to a marriage. I'm just saying I don't necessarily know that the two go hand in hand. So that's my theory on proposals in marriage at this particular point. Now, why is this serendipitous? Okay, here's the serendipitous nature of this. The serendipitous nature is that yesterday I got a package, and we all love to get packages in the mail. We just love it. And the package I got in the mail was a book. Now, a lot of times I'll get books from people who want to come on the show and talk about their book and so on and so forth. And this book that I got yesterday, now I wish I should have brought it in today. Maybe I'll bring it in tomorrow. But the title of the book essentially has to do with how to make a good marriage work, which I think would also apply to relationships. But it's a book that's filled with stories about people who have been married for a long time and how they make it work. So this is the book I got yesterday. Now think of the serendipitous nature of that. Here I am talking about proposals and marriage and engagements and so on and so forth. And what happens in the midst of all of that? I get a book in the mail. It's a big book, too. It's almost as big as that etiquette book. It's a book about how to stay married, how to make a successful marriage. Now, how about that? So, now, there is a good chance tonight I could go home and possibly look at this book. I have not had a chance to look at the book yet. Or maybe I'll just bring it in here tomorrow morning and I'll flip through it while we're on the air and try to figure out what makes a good marriage work. And then when I drop this proposal on somebody, they will really be impressed because I will know the secrets to a long marriage because of this book. So hold out for that. That's another thing coming down the pike here. Okay, we did the fishing, we did the marriage book, we did, well, we're still looking for a show title for the 10 o'clock show. We had a new suggestion this morning, Circle the Bases. I do like that one. That's not a bad one at all. We had a whole lot yesterday, Marian Today, Marian Magazine. We don't have a good title for the 10 a.m. until noon show, but we're going to get one. I promise, we're going to work on a good title until we get one. And today that'll be Glenn Coble from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, and I believe Glenn will be doing trivia. Now, how this is going to work for a while is on Wednesday, Glenn and I will do the show together from 10 a.m. until noon, and then on Thursday, Glenn will do it singularly from 10 until noon, and then on Friday, I will do it alone. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, you got my message I sent you at 4:30 in the morning, didn't you? I found
yes.
The name for the show.
I did. Well, yeah, I did. I think it's an interesting title. The only thing is I'm not sure how long Glenn and I will be doing it. I don't know if that's going to be the permanent way it's going to... It's the way it is now, I guess.
Well, I mean, again, we can almost like borrowing from a TV show with a similar title. If, as long as Linda isn't participating, we could call it 2 Men at 10. So in case it's Glenn and someone else, or you and someone else, and again, it's not Linda or someone who's not a man, we would say 2 Men at 10 instead of Scott and Glenn at 10. If you know, I like rhymes and alliteration, so... That just kind of came to mind. That's what I'm calling it on the website. So for now, it's Scott and Glenn at 10.
Well, that's not bad. And I'm also, you know, like today, Glenn will be doing the show alone, and tomorrow I'll be doing it alone. So I was trying to think of a title that would fit it all.
Okay, that's fine. Scott and or Glenn at 10. That's nice and cerebral. I think we'll do that. Scott and or Glenn at 10. That's perfect, because one of you will be on it, even if it's somebody else. So there
well,
you go.
For, maybe. You know, it's an interesting thing because it's kind of up in the air right now. I don't know who will be host. I know this week, I think, it will just be the two of us. But I don't know if next week that'll be the case.
I'm going to change the website right after that. That's such a good name. I mean, it's even better than the original. So we'll go ahead and do that. So for now, Scott and or Glenn at 10. It's got a nice ring to it.
I was thinking
kind of like 2 Men at 10. I was thinking like 2.5 Men. But Scott and or Glenn, because that would allow Linda or a female to be on with you, as long as one of you is. It is likely one of you will be on. I mean, it's almost in every case. So.
Yeah, at this particular point. But hopefully somebody will come in because we want to keep the live programming on from 10 to 12. And hopefully at some point, it's only been a week since we had to make this decision, hopefully somebody will come in and fill that spot that it will be permanent, and that will be permanent on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, or at least permanent one day a week. That is not Glenn or I, because, you know, sometimes you oversaturate with people's voices.
Yeah, they don't want to hear my voice again. So, yeah, if you want to, one of you guys, as I said, Glenn and Jeff kind of sound a bit alike anyway. So
we'll see how it all shakes out.
Yeah, a lot of possibilities. I think you and Glenn are a good combination. And there's always a topic. There's never a loss of anything for you or the conference to say.
No, and we have a new panelist for the Exchange Club tomorrow. We'll have the big reveal for that. But tomorrow at noon, it will not just be me sitting here alone. There will be somebody else here with me tomorrow, and I think that'll be a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, I'm changing the famous website right now, so that's the name that we're going to use for the time being until we can find something even more creative. But, you know me and my iterations and puns and rhymes, and Glenn rhyming with 10, that just has such a good ring to it.
WWGH1071.com.
We could say, Glenn, but not Scott, because when I was doing your show for a little bit, I would say now without Scott Spears. But I would still say good afternoon, with you being retired for some reason, because I kind of liked it. But, I could say Glenn at 10, but not Scott. That could apply, too. So all kinds of rhymes, because you rhyme with not, and he rhymes with 10, so my brain was just going crazy when I was thinking of that overnight. So,
oh, it's interesting. Well, any title is good at this point, so we like hearing all the suggestions, but go to the website, WWGH1071.com.
Listeners think about my suggestions. I'm all ears, so.
Sounds good.
If you think it's silly, go for it. That doesn't offend me.
No, it's not. It's a good title. I think it's just interesting coming up with titles. It's fun to leave it up to listeners and everybody, and hopefully everybody will decide on something of interest. So it'll be fun. But is it today a replay of the Monday show, Adam, at 2 o'clock?
It would be the show where we talk about current events, yeah. We did two shows because there's so much to talk about. We never run out of stuff. So did you by chance see the show, Scott? I know you listened.
Yes, on Monday, I think I heard the first one.
Okay, well, what did you think?
That was a good show. There's a lot to talk about right now in the world.
Yeah, there's so much going on. I seem to have upgraded the charge on former Officer Chauvin, which is good. I mean, it technically was a second-degree murder, but a aggravated, prejudice-motivated second-degree murder. So it looks like his days as a free man will be coming to an end pretty soon, and that's good to hear because he's dangerous.
You know, I don't know. As the family or the representative said yesterday, it's very hard to convict police officers, even though they've been charged. I think about Rodney King. I think about it was the National Guard in the Kent State situation. I don't know how many times police officers have been convicted in these cases. I know they've been charged, but the convictions don't happen a whole lot.
We always give the benefit of the doubt. In this case was clear and convincing, and he had a long history of obvious prejudice and professionalism. As I talked to the professor, there's blood on his boss's hands. I don't know if they have a safety director like Columbus does, but certainly the police chief and the mayor, all those people, what were they doing having someone like that defending the people of that great city? I said, Minneapolis, you think of Mary Tyler Moore and all the smiling, progressive city, it's safe, and we were kind of joking, in a kind of a dark humor way. What would Mary Tyler Moore's TV station be doing? What would Ted Baxter be saying about this situation if Mary Tyler Moore show on? That would be kind of interesting.
Well, we will definitely see how it goes here. I'm sure it'll be a big story, just like COVID-19,
yeah.
And we'll see how that.
2020 has been a very active news year, and we have a major presidential election, and the killer hornet. So, all kinds of stuff going on, and I don't want to say it's an exciting time to be alive because these two main stories are tragic and unfortunate. But hopefully, we can come out of this learning about something. I think every experience is a learning one, even if it's not a good one in and of itself.
We certainly always hope that's the case. Well, Adam, thanks for calling in.
No problem. Have a lovely day.
You too. Bye bye. 49 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open for you as well, 740-383-9944. 11 minutes left in the program today. And then I am going to coast on out of here because Glenn will be doing the 10 o'clock show today alone. So this is really a good day in a lot of aspects. I love being on the air and being with everybody, but today it'll be kind of nice, even though I think it's pouring rain outside because I just heard rain, I think, coming down through the pipe in the other room. It'll be great to have a day to get out of here a little early and get some things done for the big programs tomorrow, because tomorrow I will be on air for 5 hours straight, starting at 8 a.m. in the morning and going through 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And won't that be a lot of fun? But when I'm done here in about 10 minutes, I am done for the day on this Thursday. Of course, it would be the day that it's pouring rain, but that's the way it goes. Now, here's a story from the other night that I never got to tell. It wasn't last night. I guess it was two nights ago. But I was driving to somebody's house, and I'm going to say it was dusk. It wasn't quite dark yet, but it was like just 9 o'clock. So I'm driving to somebody's house, and I've been there, you know, like four or five, six, seven times, something like that. And I'm going over there, and all of a sudden, I think because it's summer, and or summer-ish, not summer till June 21st, but it's summer-ish, and I have the windows down, and it's dusk, and it's beautiful weather outside, I'm thinking, oh, you know, the way I've taken over here all these different times, I'm going to go a different route tonight. I'm going to try out something new. So what I ended up doing was I turned down a road that I don't normally turn down. Now, I knew that if I turned down this road, I still would be going in the general direction of where I needed to go. But see, this is curiosity. This is the curiosity of life. So I'm driving down this road that normally I would not be driving down, have not been down since who knows when, but it leads me to another road, and the next road is a completely deserted road. I really don't think anybody had been on this road since the early settlers. It was the early settlers about 200 years ago, and then it was me Tuesday night. So now I'm on this road, and it's still paved where I am, but I'm charging ahead. Because I'm thinking, hey, eventually I'm going to pop out somewhere close to where I need to be. Well, then the road turns to dirt. You know, and there are some dirt roads left in what we call the country. You know, that's, I guess, a fairly good title. But, you know, out near where people farm and things of that nature, and there aren't a lot of houses. So the road turns to dirt. Now, at this point, I think, boy, I am really in trouble now because I don't have the GPS on. I'm trying to get somewhere. I'm off my bearings from where I normally would be because I veered away from the directions that I have. And now the paved road has turned to dirt. So now I'm on the dirt road, and I'm traveling down the dirt road, and I'm thinking, maybe I should turn around. But the problem is, there are no places on either side of me where I could turn around. Now, I guess I could have done a U-turn on the dirt road, but I didn't want to do that. I thought, who knows? You know, there's nobody in sight at this particular point. But I thought, just my luck, I'll hang a U-ey on this dirt road, and all of a sudden, a cop will come flying out of nowhere and arrest me. So I wasn't going to pull a U-turn. So I'm driving down this road, and all of a sudden, I see a stop sign. And I think, oh, okay, well, this is going to give me a chance to turn onto a new road. And this new road might be one that will get me back on track to where I'm trying to go. So I get up to the stop sign and on the end of this dirt road. And now here's the luck. Because again, I've never veered off my normal route to where I was going, but this time I did. I ended up on a dirt road. So I'm on the dirt road now, and I get to the end of it, and there's this stop sign, and I look up because there's a road sign there hanging over the stop sign, And it's the exact road that I needed to be on to get to where I was going. So this dirt road led me to exactly where I needed to be. Now, here's the interesting thing. I'm sure I could probably track it back. But if I had to come up in my mind right now to how I got to that dirt road or how that dirt road connected to the road that I needed to get on, I could not tell you for love nor money how that happened. But I was back out on the road I needed to be on. I was closer to the destination than I would have been if I had went the regular way, and I actually probably ended up shaving a few minutes off my time to where I was going. So it all worked out perfectly. But that was my little adventure the other night, and I think sometime we've got to veer off the roads a little bit. You just got to do it. It's got to happen. That's how you have fun in life. And that was certainly a fun experience. All right, 55 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Anybody with anything to say, please dial the digits in the next, really, 4.5 minutes. Don't forget, On the Air with Glenn Coble coming up 10 a.m. till 12 noon, although we're not sure if that's the name or not. We really don't know at this particular point, but he'll be doing trivia and having some fun today, and then Swap Shop today from 12:10 until 1 p.m. And at this point, we are doing Swap Shop again, so that can be a show you can call and give your opinions and thoughts and items. So that's from 12:10 to 1 p.m. today. And then the Adam the Computer Guy show from 2:10 to 3 p.m. So that's how the shows will play out today on this station. I know I will be listening. You can always check out the website if you miss a show, wwgh1071.com. Or if you want to listen anywhere in the world, download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device, absolutely free, and search WWGH. So I think I made it through all my topics today. I'm going to bring in my marriage book tomorrow. And the fishing trip, I think, is ready to go. I think I've got the person I'm going to take, which means now I've got to figure out what their snacks and their foods and all of that sort of thing are, because you want to get something that they want. You know, you don't want to be selfish in that particular situation. Now I need to figure out where I'm going to buy my bait, and if we are going to go to the drive-in. Now, maybe the drive-in in Kenton, or maybe the drive-in in Mansfield, probably depending on what movies are showing. Because, to be honest, not all movies and drive-ins are great, but sometimes you'll find maybe a movie that you haven't seen in a while, or a movie that you once liked, and you go and you see the movie. Drive-ins are a very unique bird. Has anybody been to a drive-in recently during this whole COVID thing where the rules are changing and 6 feet apart and all that since the weather got a little warmer? The weather this weekend's supposed to be great. I'm highly excited for that whole thing. To be honest with you, you wouldn't think it that I would be a fishing person, but I'm actually kind of highly excited for that. Because, you know, when you don't do something for a few years, it becomes something you look forward to. And to be honest, you know, when I used to go, I went with somebody who I would not go with now. Now, it's not because I dislike the person. It's just we're not that close anymore. So it would not be somebody who I would go with. Now, all that being said, the new person, who I will tell you about tomorrow, and obviously tell you about on Monday, as I explain the escapades from this fishing trip, I think will be a lot of fun. I don't see this person not being fun. This person seems to me like somebody who, you know, can wolf down some potato chips and have sandwiches and sit on a blanket and do all that sort of thing. And Glenn's going to have... What's the trivia today, Glenn, coming up from Tendon?
Trivia on Ohio, and we have a thing of the 12 biggest protests. And I'm sorry I'm a little late. I couldn't find my dirt road.
You couldn't find... Oh, man, Glenn, I love a good dirt road. Dirt roads are the only way to go. We're down to the last minute here today. We certainly want to thank Representative Charles Rangel for coming on. 7 days short of his 90th birthday. living there in New York and giving his thoughts on COVID-19 in New York, as well as the upcoming presidential election, and of course, the George Floyd case, and the charges went up last night, and that's the way it goes, and we'll see how it all plays out. Now, Representative Rangel has been part of a great group of guests this week. Representative Rangel today, Sam Donaldson yesterday, Art Uihlein on Tuesday, Kai Mead was in here, Tracy Kinsler was on Tuesday, and it seems like I'm forgetting somebody, but maybe not. Maybe that's been the guest list this week. So it's been fun, and tomorrow I'll be with you all morning, starting at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning through 1 o'clock, but don't forget, 12 to 1 tomorrow on the Exchange Club, we will have a new panelist. So stay tuned for that. But coming up here in just about 10 minutes, with trivia for 2 hours, it will be Glenn Coble on the air. And then from 12 to 1 today, Swap Shop returns in full force. So get your stuff, get all your junk. See, I don't say tchotchke, I say junk. Get your junk and get ready to sell it. But for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. There you go.
WWGH 107.1 FM. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
I'm going to do one of my poems here tonight.
I hope,
really
I hope so.
And,
the Tom Snyder Bob Hope story.
Oh, that's you want to hear it now?
No, we want to get the answer to the question.
Oh, okay. But your question is not, I disagree. Don't you disagree? Or don't
you
agree, you
disagree
that
with
gossip,
the question?
Because it contains three words, gossip and tabloid. And I think those are the same. Thou shalt not better ever never hurt. If you gave it a thought, you'd have never fought. It only made things worse.
That's pretty good.
Good.
You know what depresses me about that? That would have never made a Hope special.
It just would have
never made
it. It would have got bumped.
Too complicated. I got to tell you, Gallagher, that's too complicated.
Yeah, that's deep.
Back to the corn pop.
Nedge. I'm a lip. Oh, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome.